Welcome into another Locked On Grizzlies preview episode. As always, I'm your host, Mark King. For all the Locked On Grizzlies episodes, if you're not familiar with what we're doing and what this show is in particular, and if you missed the first one on Monday, we're starting to do some preview episodes for every single game that the Grizzlies have. We'll be able to go through each team with kind of their last 10 wins and losses, injury reports, matchup, keys of the game, all that good stuff, because we just typically always run out of time on our main Locked On Grizzlies shows where we talk to people like Amari Sankofa, Jim Mullinex, all those guys, and those conversations are great, but our shows are typically too long to include any type of really analytical preview episode or preview segment in those larger shows. So this is the answer to that in these Locked On Grizzlies preview episodes. They're meant to be about 10 to 12 minutes in length, no commercials, none of that stuff, just getting you ready for the game that the Grizzlies are playing that night. That being said, let's get into the game the Grizzlies have tonight. They play the Oklahoma City Thunder. They haven't played yet this year, so this will be the first time these two teams have met this year, and usually this has been such an iconic rivalry for so long between the Oklahoma City Thunder and, you know, just Russell Westbrook and Tony Allen taking on Kevin Durant. It's just a lot of really, really good games between these two teams. Unfortunately, that's all gone. Russell Westbrook's not in Oklahoma City anymore. The core four are gone in the Grizzlies. So it's a very, very different game for these two teams now. But it's still going to be a game against two teams who are under 500. Oklahoma City is 12-14 right now. That's actually good enough for us, the seventh seed in the Western Conference, which, if you know the Western Conference, that's surprising. And this year, there's been a lot of teams that have not been as good as we thought they would be. You know, the Warriors being one of them. They're just a lot of teams that are just down this year. And so the 7, 8, 9 seed in that kind of Western Conference area is actually going to probably end up being teams that are below 500 in the Western Conference. So there's been a lot of talk about the Grizzlies making the playoffs, and that is why you hear that chatter going on social media, is because it will end up being some teams that are under 500 most likely in those last couple spots in the playoffs in the Western Conference. The Grizzlies sit at 10-17 right now. They have won three of their last four. They're 5-5 in their last 10. Oklahoma City are 6-4 in their last 10. So two teams that are playing mediocre, although the Grizzlies have been playing better in the last few games. The first portion of those 10 games, I believe, were when Ja Morant wasn't out as well. So if you listen to our show with Amari Sankofa on Tuesday, you'll know we kind of pointed out that, you know, the Grizzlies have played quite well with Ja Morant in the game. When he's out is when a lot of their losses have come. So this is a big, big matchup for Ja Morant. Before we get into the matchups and who's going to play who, let's look at the injury report, which isn't very long. Oklahoma City has no one on the injury report. Injury report for the Memphis Grizzlies is Grayson Allen has the rolled ankle still. He'll be out. Other than that, there isn't anybody on the injury report, so you should see everybody available for the Grizzlies except for Grayson Allen tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. As far as matchups go, who can we see play against each other? Obviously, Ja Morant, Chris Paul. This is a big one. Ja Morant is going against an elite point guard. And so far this year, we saw him going against Kyrie Irving. We've seen him going against other, you know, really, really good point guards and not have really that big a deal. I mean, it's really not been like something where they just kind of torched him. And so it will be interesting to see what he does with Chris Paul. Chris Paul is a very, very savvy veteran point guard. I don't necessarily like Chris Paul. I don't like the way he plays. But I understand he's a good player. He's a smart player, high basketball IQ player, been in the league for a long, long time. So what Ja Morant does with Chris Paul will be very, very interesting to see. And it's going to be a test for Ja Morant. What he's able to do on the offensive end, Chris Paul is a good defender. And what he's able to do getting to the basket, you know, like he's been able to do throughout this year, is kind of getting into that lane. Can he do it against Chris Paul and against some other defenders they have on their bench like Steven Adams that can step up as well? So that will be a matchup to watch, Chris Paul versus Ja Morant. The other matchup is Danilo Gallinari at the four. They play a very small lineup, and we'll get into that a little bit later in this show. But they play a very small lineup. Down Gallo at the four. Jaren Jackson's going to have a huge advantage here on the offensive end for himself. He's going to be able to, they should be able to take Gallo off the dribble. They should be able to post him up. But at the same time, they're going to have to run, him around, on the offensive end. And that's going to be tough for Jaren Jackson Jr. So that's going to be, ideally you would think that Jaren should have the advantage, but what they do defensively with Jaren will be very interesting to see what they do just kind of with their bigs, because they don't have traditional bigs like a lot of other teams that the Grizzlies have played. The other traditional big they play is Steven Adams. So you'll see Steven Adams versus Jonas Valanciunas in the starting lineup. That's probably a push right there. I think Steven Adams is a really good player. I think him and Jonas will probably go at each other a little bit, but I think you're probably... I don't think Jonas has a huge advantage against Steven Adams. I think Steven Adams is a really good basketball player, a very, very good defender. So the other player you'll see off the bench is Dennis Schroeder. He is a good player off the bench. He's averaging 17 points off the bench for the Oklahoma City Thunder. That is going to be huge for the Grizzlies' backup in the bench unit when they come in, how they contain Dennis Schroeder off their Oklahoma City Thunder's bench and what they're able to do with him and kind of keep him in touch with the rest of the team. So, you saw a few weeks ago when they played the Heat, Goran Dragic scored 19 off the bench. So you can't let him kind of go crazy against the bench unit. So obviously you probably see Kyle Anderson play a lot of defense on him. Maybe, I take that back. You'll see a lot of Tyus Jones play defense on him and see what he's able to do. But their bench isn't all that strong. Honestly, their bench is not that great for the Thunder. I think the Grizzlies bench should really be the ones that have the advantage. The Grizzlies bench score a lot every single game. It's one of their highlights as a team is their bench scoring. So this is something the Grizzlies should be able to do, is play better and outscore the Thunder's bench unit. So that will be interesting to see for the Thunder. The only bench, real bench scorer is Dennis Schroeder, and Nerlens Noel's coming off the bench as well. It just depends on his night. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's not. But beyond those two players, there's just not a lot there for the Thunder as the starters cycle off and the bench unit kind of cycles in. So those are the matchups for the game. As far as the keys to the game and how the Grizzlies win, Oklahoma City is 24th in pace. As we know, the Grizzlies play a very, very fast-paced game. They are 4th in pace. That is actually up from 6th, so they are climbing the pace rankings right now. Oklahoma City Thunder plays a very, very slow-down kind of game. They only average 107 points in each game. That's 21st in the NBA, while the Grizzlies average 110 points in the NBA, average 110 points per game. That's right around league average. So the Grizzlies are going to have to speed them up. They're going to have to play fast. It's something we just talked about in the last previous show against the Heat, and it'll probably be something that we talk about in every previous show, is how well the Grizzlies can speed the other team up and create pace in situations where they thrive. Their fast break points are something that is, a positive for them. That's one of their big pieces of offense. The Grizzlies average 16 fast break points a game. Oklahoma City only averages 8.7, so that's a big difference. Big difference for the Grizzlies in terms of pace and what they're able to do against this Oklahoma City Thunder team. Next kind of key takeaway is the Thunder get to the line a lot. Chris Paul gets a lot of foul calls. He obviously, it goes right along with James Harden. They are able to get those foul calls, A, because they're stars, but they're also crafty. They know how and when to get those foul calls. The Thunder are 5th in the NBA in free throws, 8th in the NBA in attempts. So big kind of takeaway for the Grizzlies is they're going to have to defend without fouling. They cannot use their hands when they're defending. They're going to have to move their feet laterally to get in the proper position for a good defensive strategy. They cannot just stand there and let guys go by them and foul as they go by them. That is a big thing for the Thunder. They're able to do it really, really well as a team. But most importantly, Chris Paul does it better than any of the players in the NBA, really. So that's something they're really going to have to look at and make sure they defend without fouling. Next takeaway for the Grizzlies, they are the worst offensive rebounding in the league. The Thunder are, not the Grizzlies. They are the worst offensive rebounding in the league. They allow almost 10 rebounds offensively a game because they play so small Jonas Valanciunas averages almost 3 offensive rebounds by himself on the Grizzlies. So it's a second chance opportunities are a thing the Grizzlies don't do a lot of, but they do about league average or above average. And so this could be prime opportunity for Jonas Valanciunas to really offensively rebound while he's in the game, but also create second chance points, not only for himself, but for the team. And that's something to really watch for, is offensive rebounding against the Oklahoma City Thunder could be very big for the Grizzlies. Another point and some takeaway you should look at is field goals per game. The Oklahoma City averages 83 field goals per game. The Grizzlies average almost 91. That's almost 10 more possessions per game that they're going to be able to get in if they play at their current pace. So that is huge for the Grizzlies. They need to average their league average field goal or game average field goal 91. That creates just more opportunities, more possessions than they would not have already had against a team. Another takeaway for the Grizzlies, you can move the ball really, really well against this team. The Grizzlies are one of the best teams in the league at assisting on made baskets. They assist almost 27 per game. And the Oklahoma City Thunder really don't do a great job of shutting down those assists or steals. So this is something I think you'll be able to see really, really well, and something they did against the Heat in the first half of the Heat game. They moved the ball really, really well. Their offense was really, really crisp. I think you can look for that again against this Oklahoma City Thunder team. Really, really try to get a lot of assist on made baskets. That's what Taylor Jenkins has kind of preached all year long. And you've seen it play out in a lot of these games. A lot of these games, they'll have, you know, an 85 or 90% assist ratio, which is really impressive in the NBA. So that's something to look for as well. And lastly, Chris Paul and Danilo Gallinari are shooting 39% from three. That's huge. That is a really, really big number. So perimeter defense, they don't take a ton of threes. This Oklahoma City Thunder team, they're not somebody that's shooting a ton and shooting, just crazy amount like the Rockets do. But when they do take them, and if they're, you know, it's Chris Paul and they have Gallo taking just good looks, they make them a lot more than they miss them. That's for sure. So that's something to really look for, is perimeter defense and shutting those two wings down. Those are your key takeaways for this game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Offensive rebounding, limiting the fouls, perimeter defense, getting the possessions in that you're able to get in, and also taking advantage of the matchups like Jaren Jackson Jr. on Danilo Gallinari. That's it for this preview episode against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I do expect the Grizzlies to win this game, although Vegas has the Thunder winning the game 113-106. That is the line right now. I feel confident the Grizzlies are going to win this game. I think it's a good game that they could really take advantage of and should see a win here tonight against the Thunder. Make sure you tune into our main show, Locked On Grizzlies Daily episodes, and our conversation tomorrow with David Cobb. It's been a few weeks since he's been on the episode, but we'll talk with him our overall overarching conversation about the Grizzlies as a whole. So make sure you subscribe at whatever podcast platform you choose so you don't miss daily episodes between myself and David and Joe and Amari and all the guys that cover the Grizzlies. So make sure you go and subscribe so you don't miss anything.